2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a partly cloudy sky, lots of blue up there, and 76 degrees. KSL's top story, Intermountain Healthcare is changing its visitor policy as soon as Monday. Infectious disease physician Dr. Eddie Stenium says kids 12 and older can visit hospital patients now. He says hospital staff will not require proof of visitor vaccinations, so everyone will still have to wear a mask. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says there's going to be no charges against a police officer who fired at a man in Holiday last September. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Officers went to check on Eric Pechtel after he got into a crash with his motorcycle. But DA Sim Gill says Pechtel ran away and started bluffing he had a gun in his shorts. He says Pechtel struggled with the officer, whose gun went to the ground, and video shows Pechtel picking it up and pointing. Gill says Pechtel fired a round at another officer who came for backup.
Gill says Pechtel survived and later told investigators he wanted the officer to kill him, but there was no way for the officers to know that Pechtel was suicidal at the time. KSL's top national stories. Millions of doses of vaccine are going to be destroyed.
Regulators spent weeks investigating possible contamination at Emergent BioSolutions and determined 10 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine made there can be distributed. But the FDA said several other batches are not suitable for use. The New York Times reported that could be as many as 60 million doses discarded. It's unlikely to impact supply, though, since 28 states have used less than half their allotments of J&J vaccine, leaving the Biden administration to decide what to do with another 10 million doses. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Police say there were some warning signs before the deadly shooting at a grocery store in South Florida yesterday.
Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw was furious in a press conference Friday.
It sounds like I'm angry. I am.
The sheriff saying suspect Timothy Wall posted on Facebook that he wanted to kill people and children.
If somebody would have gotten involved and called us on the phone and said, hey, this may not be anything, but it may be something, because this person is talking about bad things. And he's acting strange.
Wall shot and killed a one-year-old boy and the boy's 69-year-old grandmother in a Publix grocery store Thursday before killing himself in the store. Lionel Moise, ABC News, Miami.
Nevada could become the first state in the nation to host a presidential primary in 2024. The Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, signed a law that would bump New Hampshire and Iowa from their leadoff spots. But the national political parties have to approve the changes, or Nevada risks losing their delegates. That would be the punishment. The Democratic National Committee hasn't said whether it will approve the change. Republicans don't approve of the move, saying they're committed to keeping the historical schedule, New Hampshire and Iowa first. KSL News Time 603. The Defense Department is giving back $2 billion for projects across the nation previously diverted by the Trump administration for its border wall plans. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby announced the money will go toward projects including schools for military families, hangars, housing, and training facilities that were postponed.
To restore funding in this fiscal year for 66 projects in 16 countries, 11 states, and 3 territories.
Hill Air Force Base. YouTube has suspended a U.S. senator for reportedly spreading fake news about COVID treatments. Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson posted 2 videos touting the effectiveness of treatments like hydroxychloroquine. Senator Johnson says YouTube is overstepping its power and is censoring him. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says they will now be preserving the site of the former Hill Cumorah pageant. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The church says they're going to reforest the landscape and preserve the memory of the hill in New York, where they believe Joseph Smith received visitations containing record of what's now known as the Book of Mormon.
The way it's been during the pageant is it's a series of stages. What we're going to be able to do now is to plant trees. We're going to have trails that you can go to the top, various stations along the way on the trail where people can learn more about the sacred events that happened there.
Church historian Elder LeGrand Curtis says the project will be decades long. The church also announced today youth in the U.S. and Canada will now be able to go to For the Strength of Youth conferences again starting next summer. They've been postponed for the last 2 years. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:05. Quick look at traffic. Ricky, things are easing, it sounds like.
Yes. Now, we did have a fatal crash, and it involved not just a person, but a horse was also involved in that. So I'm afraid it was a pretty nasty situation for those driving SR-39 in Ogden Canyon, which has been reopened within the last 10 to 15 minutes. Again, SR-39 Ogden Canyon now open both directions between the mouth and Pineview. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ricky. Coming up on KSL, are you house hunting? Are you frustrated? Well, have I got a minute of news for you. Stay right here. It's coming up in 2 minutes. 6:06 on Friday night at KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.